السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ. سبحانک لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انک انت العلیم الحکیم. اللهم صل علی محمد عبدک ورسولک وصل علی المؤمنین والمؤمنات والمسلمین والمسلمات. اللهم الہمنا مراشد امورنا واعذنا من شرور انفسنا. اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. نون والقلم وما یسطرون ما انت بنعمة ربك بمجنون وإن لك لأجرا غير ممنون وإنك لعلى خلق عظيم فستبصر ويبصرون بأيكم المفتون إن ربك هو أعلم بمن ضل عن سبيله وهو أعلم بالمهتدين. صدق الله العظيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Respected elders and brothers, I have recited few verses from Surah Al-Qalam, Para 29. Before I continue with the translation and explanation of these verses of the Quran, just renew our intention that these advices are first for me, first then for others. Whatever good qualities you all possess, it is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And whatever mistakes and shortcomings I have in my life, that is also in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah not disgrace us on the day of Qiyamah. And whatever little advices will be shared is first for me and then for others. We'll do the English translation first. Noon, by the oath of the pen and what the angels write. It is mentioned Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written the taqdeer, what happened in the past, what is happening now, and what is going to happen. Allah ordered the pen of taqdeer to write. And besides writing the pen of taqdeer, some ulama say that the pen is a means of education. Today we have modern day technology, computers, modern day printing presses, electronic media, etc. But maybe 100 years ago, people used to write the Quran by hand. There should be calligraphers who should write beautiful Arabic Quran with their hand. And the textbooks also used to be written by hand, whether circular education, Islamic education, Islamic history, Islamic fiqh, etc. Few years ago, the ulama used to use the hand before the computers used to come. So anything good that is done with the pen is also becomes an ibadat for that person. مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونَ. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the last and final Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is not mentally challenged or insane. During the golden era of Rasulullah, some people used to worship idols, make tawaf from the Kaaba naked, drink alcohol, commit adultery, zina, bury the young daughters alive. They used to fight with one another over small things, say the period of Jahiliyyah, the period of ignorance. Our beloved Rasulullah came with a beautiful deen of Islam. And when Nabi someone said, don't worship the idol, worship one Allah only. When Nabi is to make nikah, don't commit zina. Drink water, drink juice, etc., but don't drink alcohol or any intoxicants. When you speak the truth, when you speak haq, the sinful and disobedient servants of Allah don't like it. And here, aliyazu billah, they use bad words for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the Nabis. كَذَلِكَ مَا أَتَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلٍ مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا قَالُوا سَاحِرٌ أَوْ مَجْنُونٌ. Allah says in this verse, مَا أَنْتَ بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ بِمَجْنُونٍ. By the grace of Allah, our beloved Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and every Nabi of Allah, and all those rightly guided ulama-i haq, students of deen, pious personalities, past, present and future, will be explaining the correctness of Quran and Sunnah. People may say that this person is a little bit off, his couple bob short, aliyazu billah. It is not true. وَإِنَّ لَكَ لَأَجْرًا غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. Indeed, you shall have a reward that never comes to an end. We remind somebody of something good and they practice on that good. When we pass away, the reward will continue coming to us because we were instrumental in that good spreading, like the virtues of reading Salatul Jama'ah. Somebody was reading Salah at home or in his workplace, but he told him, you need 27 times more reward when you read in the masjid, and the persons are coming to the masjid. We get the reward of his Salah and your Salah. Even if we pass away, throughout the life in the Salah, we'll get the reward. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, min khayrukum man ta'allama al-Qur'an wa 'allama. The best amongst us are those that learn the Qur'an and teaches to others. Our ulama, that 6-7 hours of the day in the Hifz al-Qur'an classes, in the Darul Uloom, their tongues are moist with qala Allah and qala Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And they have every year 20, 30, 50, 100 students graduating from that institute. And those students from the institute teaching Quran, Hadith, making imamah, teaching af in maktab madrasa, giving lectures on a Jumma platform. The various types of dini khidmah they're involved in. The ustads and the teachers continue getting the reward even if they have left the world. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. Our beloved Rasulullah have the wonderful character, wonderful akhlaq. Somebody asked our spiritual mother, Bibi Aisha Siddiqa radiyallahu anha, what was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Mentioned Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever is in the Quran, that was the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Nabi was so humble at home that he even assist in the domestic work, in making the bed, sweeping the house, milking the goat. Today we have dairies and fresh milk coming from us to us in sachets and 1 liter, 2 liter bottles. Those days they used to have milking goats or milking cow at home, and they used to milk themselves fresh milk every day. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also assist, and Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also taught his ummah excellent character. The Mu'tah of Malik Ramnarija, Rasulullah said, I have been sent to perfect noble character. Hazrat Abu Darda Ramnarija, Rasulullah said, good character will be the heaviest thing on a mu'min scale, on good deeds on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala detests the rude and foul-mouthed person who use vulgar words and rude words, mentioned in Tirmizi Sharif. We try to be good to every Dibi, we make salam. But somebody is a controversial character, like to start an argument, start a fight, start a debate. So, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هُونَ وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. The servants of Allah walk in humility on earth. And if somebody wants to start an argument, they say, As-salamu alaykum, and they walk away. When this person is a hot-headed person, you start using vulgar words and involve you in a heated argument, just ignore them completely. فَسَتُبْصِرُوا وَيُبْصِرُونَ. Soon you shall see and they will also see. بَأَيِّكُمُ الْمَفْتُونَ. Who of you is in sin? On the day of Qiyamah, when the pious servants of Allah are going to Jannah, paradise, and the sinful disobedient person going to Jahannam, that day is the day to true rejoice for those that will be going to Jannah. And it will be really a day of regret and sorrow for those that will go into Jahannam. Let's make dua. Allahumma ja'alna min al-mukhlisin. Allahumma ja'alna min ashab al-jannah. May Allah make us among those that will be going to Jannah. Allah make us among His sincere servant. Inna rabbaka huwa a'lamu biman dhalla an sabili wa huwa a'lamu bil muhtadin. Indeed, only your Allah knows best who deviates from His path, and only He knows who are rightly guided. When we read Surah Fatiha, we recite, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. O Allah, guide us on the right path. Sirat al-Lazin amta alayhim, on whom Allah showered His favor. Ibn al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqeen wa Shuhada'i wa Salihin. The part of the Anbiya Kiram, the Sahabas, they seen Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They learned Islam directly from Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have sincere love and respect for the first students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, Hal Umar radiallahu anhu, Hal Usman radiallahu anhu, Hal Ali radiallahu anhu, all the Sahaba that took part in Ghazwa-e Badr, Ghazwa-e Uhud, Ghazwa-e Khandaq, Ghazwa-e Tabuk, in Fath-e Makkah, in Islamic history books, the names are written. May Allah guide us to love and respect the companions of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the other verses that I'm going to recite, Allah mentioned the evil qualities of the hypocrites, munafiqs, and the non-Muslim disbelievers. Verse number 8 from Surah Al-Qalam, para 29. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Fala tuti'il mukazzibin, waddu law tudhinu fayudhinun. ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين ولا تطع كل حلاف مهين هماز مشاء بنميم مناع للخير معتد أثيم عتل بعد ذلك زنيم أن كان ذا مال وبنين إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرْطُومِ صدق الله العظيم. Verse number 8 to verse number 16 of Surah Al-Qalam, para 29. So do not obey those who deny, those who speak lies. Our beloved Rasulullah is the final Nabi of Allah. The Quran Sharif is the final book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Aliyazu billah, the non-Muslims say, no, there is a prophet after Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Aliyazu billah. The non-Muslims say, besides Quran, there are other authentic books. We know besides Quran, there's no other authentic books. وَدُّوا لَوْ تُدْهِنُ فَيُدْهِنُونَ. Do not obey every person who excessively swears on oath, who is disgrace. Among the non-Muslims, sometimes they want to convince their audience. To convince their audience, they take an oath and they speak sweetly. And during the golden era of Rasulullah, there was a person by the name of Walid bin Mughira. He was the arch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Muslims. And while Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving da'wah in Makkah, Mukarramah, Madinah, Munawwara, this Walid used to go to all the people, aliyazu billah, and use the worst of language upon our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And today also the non-Muslim, today we have the social media where information is being transmitted from different cities and countries of the world within minutes and hours. And their so-called non-Muslims, political leaders, and those in places of position, they say things about Allah and Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam against the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. We must not entertain those thoughts. And it happened to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the Sahaba and all the pious personalities of the past. We must remain steadfast on the correct teachings of the Quran and Sunnah. Hammazim Masha'im Binamim. And one of the evil qualities of the non-Muslim disbelievers, hypocrites and the munafiqs, who searches for the faults of others, who excels in carrying tales. Their policy is divide and rule. They want to make fight and disunity amongst the Muslims. And they say, you don't listen to this person, and you don't listen to that person. And as long as we are fighting, they'll have a laugh behind the scenes. مَنَّاعٍ لِلْخَيْرِ مُعْتَدٍ أَسِيمٍ, who vehemently prevents good, who transgress, is sinful. They don't want our Muslim to read Salah. They don't want our Muslim to abstain from music concerts. They don't want our Muslim to abstain from adultery, homosexuality, lesbian, from alcohol, drugs, all those haram things. They want the Muslim to get involved in it. And in the Muslim countries, Muslim cities, they will promote the sins. And today, Aliyaz ibn Abil, city of Makkah, Medina, and Saudi Arabia, music concerts are being held. Cinemas are being established there. This is what mentioned in the Quran, that during the golden era of Rasulullah Mughira bin Walid, and the non-Muslim tried to do the same thing. وَتُلِّمْ بَعْدَ ذَلِكَ زَنِيمٌ أَنْ كَانَ زَمَالٍ وَبَنِينَ إِذَا تُتْلَى عَلَيْهِ آيَاتُنَا قَالَ أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ سَنَسِمُهُ عَلَى الْخُرُطُومِ. Who is harsh and whose lineage is uncertain as well. When you speak with them, they speak very arrogantly and proudly. And this Walid bin Mughira, during the Ghoran era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it mentioned some of the Mufassirin say he was an illegitimate child. And he did not have a proper upbringing at home. He never had good parents. He never had good guardians. He ended up being an arch enemy of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the Muslims. How important we Muslims today, when we have children at home, teach them Salah, Quran from a young age. When the azan is going from the nearby masjid, tell them to reply the azan. Send them to the afternoon madrasa, so that when they grow up, they have love for Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, love for Salah and love for Quran. May Allah grant us all those. And what makes them arrogant? All because of wealth and sons. This Walid bin Mughira was very rich also. Somebody got a big bank balance, earning dollars and pounds, got millions of dollars and pounds in the bank, in bank accounts and investments. They say, pride, what is pride? The definition of pride, al-kibru batarul haq wa gamtun nas. You refuse to accept the true message of the Quran and Sunnah, the true message of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and the ulama'i haq. And you feel you are better than the next person. You can't mix with the poor. A person makes salam first, is free from pride. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to mix with the poor, sit with the poor. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam used to accept the invitation from a poor sahabi and a rich sahabi. The wedding or a walima of a very rich person will go. And if a simple musalli, maybe of a not very rich background, having a simple walima, a simple wedding, to make his heart happy is also the teaching of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And when our verses are recited to them, he says, these are fables of the old man. Whatever mentioned in the Quran, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِمْ إِبْرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the Quran, they are mentioned the various Anbiya Ikram alayhim salatu wasalam, from Nabi Adam alayhi salam, Nabi Nuh alayhi salam, Nabi Lut alayhi salam, Nabi Ibrahim alayhi salam, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and even last and final Nabi, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And this non-Muslim today also, they are making a mockery of the verses of the Quran. They are making a mockery of those incidents of the Anbiya Ikram that are mentioned in the Quran. But this happened to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam already. And the early Muslims already, Allah says in the Quran, they are making a mockery, and they said these are fairy tales of olden times, aliyazu billah. We shall soon brand him on his snout. Verse number 16 of Para al-Qalam, sanasimuhu alal khurtum. This proud person, Walid bin Mughira, in Ghazwa-e Badr, it mentioned he was a handsome person with a long nose. In Ghazwa-e Badr, one of the Muslims struck him on his nose, and his nose got chipped off. And although he lived for a while, but his face became ugly because of the chipped nose. So we must not adopt those evil qualities, and we Allah guide us to practice on those advices that were being said. Regarding our tongue, we speak good or remain silent. I'll mention a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صمت نجا وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم من صمت نجا. Our beloved Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, whoever keeps quiet, they'll be successful. Something controversial, say I don't know, I just know my salah, wuzu and Quran. All academic discussion, ask the ulama, ask other people, I don't know. And don't get involved in the dispute of others. Today we have marital disputes, financial disputes, some Muslim organizations having disputes, different types of disputes. Sometimes the musallis and the trustee of a masjid having, I'm not saying anything about Unitui Balia, nobody told me. I'm just giving general advices. We must stay away from arguments and disputes. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام من أير أخاه بذنب لم يمت حتى يعمله يعني من ذنب قد تاب منه. When a person made a guna and he made tawbah, istighfar and changed his life, after some time you remind him that you did this and you did that with the intention of disgracing and humiliating, Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned, you will end up doing the same guna before you pass away. How bad a ghibat is. May Allah protect our tongue, and we must say good words or remain silent.